I'd like to thank the people that just went and got a massive ice bag for the sound system to sit on. Now, we're going to transition from talking predominantly about the military chaplaincy issue to talking about the other symbols that we are hoping the VA will eventually approve. To begin with, I'm going to introduce Skip Ellison, and he is going to be advocating the Druid's Awen symbol. Reverend Robert Lee Skip Ellison has served as Archdruid of Arendrucht Bane since 2001. He was initiated into a Wiccan coven in 1982. In the fall of 1990, he attended a workshop presented by Isaac Bonowitz on ADF Druidry and was so impressed by Isaac's vision of a religion that would be open to everyone, public, and that someday in the future would have groves and temples in every city that he joined the organization shortly after. He was the organizer for a grove near his home in Syracuse, New York in 1991, and then became its second senior druid, a position that he held until August of 2001 when he stepped down to become the archdruid of the international organization. Within ADF, he has served on its mother grove on the board with the board of directors since being appointed by Isaac in 1992. Over the past 9 years, he has held the position of registrar, scribe, vice archdruid, and now finally archdruid. He is a retired industrial electrician and spends his time now traveling around the US, Canada, and Europe, attending festivals to talk about ADF and present workshops on a variety of subjects. In his free time, he has a little over 17 acres of land that he tends. His website at Dragon's Keep Farm has more information about the workshops he teaches and his books. Dear people, please welcome Archdruid Skip Ellison.
Thank you all. My friends, we come together today to worship in the greatest temple of all. And that's nature herself. May we forever hold her sacred. We have seen many assaults upon our sacred places in the last 7 years, from drilling for oil in the Arctic, to clear cuts being allowed in our ancient forest, and to the continuing reductions in funding for our national parks. As followers of nature-based religions, I feel that it is our religious duty and responsibility to see that this has changed. In fairness, though, it hasn't been all loss. Last week, I was out camping by a lake in central New York, and I had the privilege to witness a bald eagle fly down along the shore, dive in and catch a fish, and then fly back to its nest. The eagles have come back to the point where last week, they were taken off the endangered species list. I think this is a very good thing. There's another large plus. That is, today, most people in the United States believe that global warming is a real threat and are willing to stop it. Well, except for him. There may still be time to accomplish that and to stop and reverse global warming before all life, at least as we know it, is gone forever. Although I could talk about environmental issues all day, that's not the reason I'm here today. I'm here to talk about a quest that the Druid groups in the United States began working on. This quest is to have the Druid's Awen symbol, this symbol right here, approved by the Veterans Administration to be used on headstones of our deceased veterans. I stand before you and hold copies of all the letters from the Druid organizations to the Veterans Administration. They all ask that the Awen symbol be recognized. But before I tell you more about this quest, I would like to give my personal thanks to the leaders of those organizations for their aid. First, for spearheading this cause, I would like to thank Ellen Hotman from the Order of the White Oak. Her tireless efforts have been an inspiration to us all. I would also like to thank Michael Sharding from the Reformed Druids of North America, Tony Taylor from the Henge of Keltria, and John Michael Greer from the Ancient Order of Druids in America. The Druids' quest to have the Awen symbol approved began in 2004. After learning about the struggle that Selena Fox and others were going through with the pentacle, Ellen Hotman and Craig Mella, the current co-chiefs of the Order of the White Oak, took a poll of their members to determine what symbol the Druids would want on their headstones. There were many symbols proposed. Clusters of oak leaves and acorns, individual oak leaves, and the Awen symbol. And at that time, the leading favorite was the tri-lined Awen symbol. After they took the poll among the Order of White Oak members, they approached the rest of the Druid organizations in the United States. There was another lengthy progress and a lot of debate. Whenever you get two Druids together, we love to debate. There were many further symbols proposed, but finally we all agreed that the Awen symbol was the best one to represent all of us. Near the end of 2004 and into 2005, all of the Druid groups sent in letters to the Veterans Administration. The replies received told us that, to use the Veterans Administration's words, they were in the process of revising and clarifying their policy, so they requested our patience. Well, it seems like that revising went on for a long time. Then in mid-2006, while Selena Fox and Lady Liberty League and a lot of the other people here today were working really strong and pushing hard, all the Druid groups sent in new letters, this time following all the new rules that were in place. Today, we still wait to hear the results of those letters. How much longer do we need to wait to have our symbol approved? I also have copies with me of three letters from individual Druids that are still alive but still want this Druid Awen symbol to be placed on their headstones when they die. Do we really feel it's fair that they have to die first before we can get our symbol approved? Is there any logic in that? I would like to see the symbol approved before our Druids die, so that when they do pass over, the symbol will already be there and there won't have to be another long fight. As I stand before you today, I vow to continue working until all religions are treated equally in the United States. On this day that celebrates our country gaining its freedom from the British, it is important to remember that one of the freedoms gained, the freedom of religion, does not mean freedom just for the majority religion. It means freedom for all religions to worship as they choose. Be it always so. Thank you.